Okay, Glenn. And you probably noticed that I hadn't been answering you, and I'm just going to tell you straight out why, and then we can let it go by and we can keep on talking. But I've heard you swear on this repeater quite a few times, and I just don't talk to people that swear on the repeater. So if you'd rather keep it that way, I won't bother you. And if not, well, we'll carry on.
Times?
Yes, sir. In the past, not recently.
Hey, not that I recall. But if you say so.
Well, I'm willing to overlook it, but if it starts here, I'll just do the same as I did before. I'm an old-timer and don't think that belongs on the repeater, but might not tell you what you want to hear, but I'll tell you the truth, and I pretty much get along with everybody, Greg.
I appreciate that. I'm trying to... Well, I don't... Well, if you say so. That's fine. Yeah, I'm waiting for, I know it's late in the year, I'm waiting for my flu shot at CVS.
Oh, that's a wise thing to get, no matter what. They say it might even help a little bit with this COVID-19 or whatever they call it, Greg. Smart move. That's a dead virus, and you can't get the flu from it.
Funny thing for COVID-19, as far as I know, but as I was trying to explain my logic earlier, it'll eliminate, if you do get sick, later on when thousands of people flood the ER, if you could eliminate the ones that have influenza from the ones that have COVID-19. In other words, inoculate for everything you can. Otherwise, I have people flooding into the ER and with similar symptoms, and I end up wasting resources on a bunch of people who basically just have flu. And that's what I'm thinking. That's what the health officials should really be telling everyone to do.
Well, I think they are, but I don't think anybody's listening, Greg. It's just like you go by Lowe's, you go by Home Depot. We drove by there yesterday, but I have congestive heart failure, and I'm very, very high risk. Had a lot of lung problems, and we didn't even bother to stop. And then the same went for Home Depot and Lowe's. And then we thought, well, we'll run in the grocery store, same thing. The parking lot was jammed. But you're 100% correct on what you're doing there and what your belief is. My nephew's a medical scientist up in Boston, so I always run questions past him because he's been a CEO of a drug company many, many years. A whole lot smarter than old Tom is. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. And the flu this year has just been rampant. It's been everywhere. So people get flu symptoms now, and it's understandable that they get freaked out and they go into the ER. That's probably the worst thing they could do for our facilities and for them, too. And but getting the shot's well worth the money. And we got a shot at Publix this year, and they give you a $10 shopping card after you get the shot. And that's a good thing.
Okay, my logic isn't fundamentally flawed. If everyone were getting inoculated for all diseases that they could, you know, the health department should get up there and say, please, 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 everyone, more important than ever before, get your flu shot. Because that eliminates flu from the people who are streaming into the ER. The ER isn't wasting a bunch of time on people who are basically, okay, you know, here's your piece of candy, go home. Because, you know, you're not likely going to die.
You're absolutely correct. And the bad part is, you're probably going to... Last time I went down there, I took a fall getting out of bed and hit the end table, and thought I broke my ribs. And I crippled into the ER, and I sat there for 4 hours. And I know they can take an x-ray in a matter of minutes, and then if there's nothing broken, or even if there is, there's not much I can do for broken ribs, but that left side of mine, my lung is attached to my rib cage because I had a, what they call a pleurodesis, or a pleural abrasion, many years ago, and I didn't want my rib to go in through it or something like that. I just didn't know. I'm not a doctor. So I waited 4 hours there. So you wait 4 hours there, you're going to get subject to something nowadays. And, yeah, I agree. Let me drop them. I've had both pneumonia shots, and my wife also, the Prevnar 13, the pneumococcus shot, the shingles shot, you name it, flu shot. And there's a senior flu shot. They got one that's more powerful for seniors, by the way. And had all that, and you're 100% correct. It's not doing any good, any of those. But for this COVID-19, it's kind of a, oh, I don't know what you call it, hybrid. But we've had it anyways, and it won't even stop the type of pneumonia it induces and that, and usually time that's coming on, they say it's too late.
Twice now, just made another point. If you weren't sick when you arrived at the hospital, you're going to be sick by the time you leave. So another reason to avoid the hospital. Let's see, in 2018, early, like January, was it 2019, 2018? One year I was in hospital twice for flu. In January, the ambulance had to come get me because I had an asthma attack that had literally gone on for days. I couldn't figure out what was the problem, but I also should have realized, gee, you're getting kind of weak there. And of course, that was influenza A. And later in the year, I think I had gone in also for asthma, and they didn't even...
You said they didn't even, but I get the drift of it, Greg. Oh, I just went over and got some minnows. My gracious, I looked up at Lake Robinson there, and that parking lot is solid. Everybody's out fishing, I guess. Well, I'm not going there. If I go, I'm going over to another lake, but private, the lake house. And, haven't been in about a year. It may be too hot for me. I don't know. But at any rate, the grandkids can get out. They've been isolated and talking to their friends on social media and driving their parents crazy, of course, and homeschooling. And daughter's been homeschooling and working remotely for General Electric and at the same time being a chef. And, boy. I don't know how she does it all, Greg.
Transmitting there, didn't I? I didn't realize. I got to keep the engine running, or this radio will very quickly pull down the battery.
Really? How many watts are you transmitting on?
5 watts, but it's a Toyota Prius. It's a very, very small 12-volt battery. It's barely more than a motorcycle battery. Yeah, the Prius has that weird little battery in the trunk. It's not a big battery, and it draws down quickly.
Wow. I wasn't aware of that. This is NZ0TR. Well, kudos to you for driving that type of an automobile. I have a friend that has a Tesla, and wow, they're just a marvel, I'll tell you. I like the... Prius. We have an Avalon and a Tacoma. Both of them 2011s. They're not new by any means. But my wife, ever since we got hit by the flying nun in another Avalon that we'd had for a while, she doesn't want to be in a small car, and I would have to concur with those findings. But I'll tell you what, the test reports and everything, you don't need to preach Toyota to me. That's all I've bought since about 1978 or along in that area. And their crash tests and that are, I think, all 5-star, even on the Prius.
Prius is generally a good car. This one happens to be junk. This one was a salvage title, which I realized at the time, but I don't think somebody put something together quite correctly. I mean, right now the back fender is held in with drill screws because the clips came loose. But there's other electrical problems that I think are caused by, like, bad solder joints in a lot of the computer circuits.
That would be a nightmare. I used to work on variable frequency drives, and it's not for the average guy, I can tell you that. And good luck with that. Normally, as you say, their redundancy is excellent. They last forever. And I'm surprised to even hear a used one having a problem. But with the salvage tag, you take a chance. My daughter bought one that way one time, and it didn't go too long before it lost the transmission and things of that nature. But overall, it was a good car. Well, Greg, I'm sitting here feeding the air up, I'm afraid, and it's nice talking to you, and look forward to talking to you again and catch you down the line. KD2VNG and 0TR73.
KD2VNG. I had a 3 o'clock appointment, I thought, and I'm still waiting here. So maybe I gotta call them up, because Minute Clinic at CVS is only now by appointment. Anyway, I'll let you go. 73s, we'll talk to you later. KD2VNG, I'll be clear.